Todd, pretty well noticed by a lot of people here. Your son participating in his first Bronco camp as the all-time leading scorer and a guy who's been so pro-Bronco over the year. What does that mean to you to see him out there?
You know what, it means the world to me to see the progress my son Kalen's done and how the steps he's made to make himself a better player and to be noticed in the same organization that I played for. So Kalen, seeing him out there on the ice, you know, honestly, I can't lie to you, I was, you know, brought tears to my eyes when he stepped up for the first ice session. So, you know, it's a pretty emotional place. But I said, you know, in the long run, I'm just very, very, very proud of Kalen right now.
Pretty surreal for you, though, to see him out there?
Absolutely. You know, you don't ever think that, you know, when you see them as a little boy skating around, you don't ever think they're going to follow that closely in your footsteps. But, you know, having Kalen out there on the ice and having him in the Bronco uniform, it just looks fantastic.
What was the advice you gave him as he prepared for this camp?
I think what you understand as a Swift Current Bronco, it's hard work, it's the speed, it's the ability to put the puck in the net. We all have to play our roles, and I know what type of player Kalen is. Kalen is a goal scorer, and I think that's the reason why he came in, and I think Lammer and the organization see that he can put up some points, and ultimately that's what would be his role. So for him to make an impression on these guys, he's got to obviously play the numbers game and put up big numbers. My advice to him was to shoot the puck, do what he does best, and let's just play his game. And I think he did that tonight. He played extremely well. I thought he looked really good out there, and give him a couple more skates, I think he might be in the running, hopefully.
Well, I know just talking to some people around here, you certainly made an impression on some fans in the stands, but a little tougher sometimes to make a team when you're not a drafted guy. So you have to do a little bit. Is the temptation sometimes to do a little bit more to get noticed, but you don't want to take yourself out of your game?
Absolutely, right? It's that balance that you have to find. Obviously, He's a little bit behind some of the guys. Obviously, some of them are drafted. They're in the organization. But on the other hand, he's always been that diamond in the rough. Even playing midget AAA last year, they said he was one of the most sought after kids in the league. So he's that Saskatchewan, unnoticed Saskatchewan kids.
You think he's a late bloomer?
Yeah. And I don't think he's bloomed late. I just think that the teams that he played on in Estevan, you know, I don't think the level was there. They didn't have very good teams. So when you play on teams like that, it's hard to get noticed. But, you know, he's really bloomed and blossomed the last 3 or 4 years. And it's, you know, being that diamond in the rough, the Saskatchewan kid that, you know, that team's haven't seen him, then him to step out of the dark side here and show him a little thing or two, it really means a lot.
All right, awesome. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate